Chinese-American Wan Li remembers her first Thanksgiving more than 15 years ago as an amazing experience. She was an exchange student, and her American host family invited her to join their Thanksgiving dinner.
I had never had any Thanksgiving before I came to America, so it was a very striking experience for me. First, you know, everybody around the table, we hold hands, including me, of course. Yeah, I had never been held hands with, you know, a lot of so-called foreigners at that time. And they say prayers. And it was a very, very warm feeling. All the family came together, so I was part of their family. So to me, I first learned that Thanksgiving is about the family.
The chance to get together with family and friends also appeals to Manal Izzat, a 40-year-old Egyptian-American.
It's a good chance for us to get together and create our own second family away from our original families. It's an opportunity, of course, to thank God for all the blessings He have provided us with here in our homes and with our families.
Celebrating Thanksgiving is one of the American traditions Ziba Khadim says she adopted when she immigrated from Afghanistan more than 20 years ago.
Celebrating Thanksgiving means to me a lot, because I was raised in a society which is very traditional, and in a family they believe in good traditions. Traditions make a society, a family stronger. So I like Thanksgiving, because this is the time that people can sit together and share ideas.
For Haitian American Ronald Cesar, who came here 2 decades ago, going to church is an important part of Thanksgiving Day.
We go to a church service on that day because this is one of the most cherished holidays for us Haitian Americans. Remember, we come from a troubled land. Haiti always has some kind of political problems one after another, and here we are here in this homeland benefiting from all the freedoms this country has to offer, all the opportunities.
The traditional Thanksgiving dinner includes dishes like mashed potatoes, corn, green beans, sweet potatoes, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, and of course the centerpiece, turkey. A menu that people of different ethnic backgrounds say is easy to cook and combine with recipes from their native cuisine.
Usually we cook turkey. I prepared the American way, but the only thing I added my own spice, the Asian spices.
I like fish or shrimp or lobster on top of the traditional Thanksgiving menu.
I'll start with the turkey and the stuffing and the trimmings and of course our basic rice dish. You know, that always has to be on the table.
I cook Afghani food like qabili palau, mantu, or sabzi chalau on top of the turkey and other things.
There is something about Thanksgiving dinner that makes it appealing to people of all ethnic groups, according to chef and cooking instructor Jill Prescott.
It's very adaptable because I think everybody loves poultry. Potato and poultry are fairly universal. People have their own adaptations of how to do the turkey. And stuffing is quite universal as well. And it's the wonderful diversity that we have in this country that allows us to have all those extra wonderful recipes.
The ritual of eating together, Chef Prescott says, just like saying prayers at Thanksgiving dinner, is an important expression of gratitude for the opportunity to enjoy the good harvest and the good company. For VOA News Now, I'm Faith Lapidus.